I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Muslim Lady on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. So today with me in the studio, I have a very special guest, Salma Khalfan from Kenya. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah.
So excited to see you here. What is your education background?
I studied until my A-levels, and then I came to Hoza and I...
Seminary in Iran.
Yes.
Home.
And I got my bachelor's, and now I research on and off, and I teach. And
what is your field of education in Islam?
Field of education, mostly I love tafsir.
Oh, tafsir al-Quran.
Yes,
tafsir of Quran.
The commentary and the number of Quran, exegesis of Quran.
Quran, yeah. Very nice. Thank you so much for being here, sister. Women in tradition. So in every episode, we keep discussing about different kind of traditions from Sister Salma from Kenya. And she explains the details about the tradition with the different angles. So last time we had a different topic. Today, again, we have a hadith from one of the Masumin.
Today, I have chosen this hadith that actually, if our listeners are following the previous episodes, it's a kind of a continuation, it connects very well with that.
It was
tradition.
Very interesting, sister.
And that was related to how a husband can be of a proper conduct to a wife can be of a pro. And that was when a wife observes proper conduct towards her husband such that she can do the actual jihad, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So this jihad actually leads a responsible nature in her. She becomes more responsible. Now, with this responsibility thing, you know, she can perform this responsibility in managing inside the home, the management, okay? And the supervision of the internal affairs of the family, and play a distinct role of a true Muslim woman.
Uh-huh.
That Allah...
How can she manage or supervise within the house?
Yes, this tradition has come from Imam Ali alayhi salam, quoting from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he says that kullukum ra'a wa kullukum mas'ul an ra'iyatihi. All of you should be a shepherd towards your flock. Okay? But he comes then to the lady also, that how she can also. This is like so distinct that we feel that woman has to manage the house, but we don't know that it's actually a hadith that has come that women, actually the woman is the supervisor and the one responsible inside the house, in the family and in relation with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Imam Ali states in this
regard. She has a very bigger role within a house.
Yeah. Supervisor.
Supervisor. She's a supervisor, yeah.
Yes. So she has a role. You know, she doesn't have to just feel that everything the man has to do. The man wants a supervisor. He wants somebody to work hand in hand with him. He's the boss, of course. He makes the final decisions. But the woman puts ideas, you know, gives him some, you know, food for thought.
Yes.
Tells him about the feedback of the family, what is happening to the children. It's not as if only on the father to manage the children and to feel what's going on. For example, the health of the children.
Yeah.
The woman has to tell the husband that, for example, these are the deficiencies found in one of our child. We need to go to the doctor, to take him to the doctor to be seen and to be, visualized properly of what are the shortcomings of the child. Or sometimes the behavior of a child, such and such qualities are lacking. Or sometimes the utilities of the house, or for example, the children's needs. The husband is not expected to know everything.
Everything.
We feel the husband doesn't care. He doesn't know what the child needs. You know, you see women complaining, my husband doesn't care of the children.
Yeah.
But you should tell them.
Yeah.
You should be the first one to pinpoint this, that so-and-so needs these kind of things. For example, his clothes are torn. He needs night suits. He needs, for example, proper wear. Or he needs, for example, books.
Communicate with your husband.
Yes, communicate.
Because I see this example as like a husband as a principal of the school, while a wife as a supervisor, vice principal of the school, and handling both hand in hand while she's doing her job, he's doing her better, you know, whatever. Both of them have the tough jobs and they're doing it. So communicate with each other.
Yeah. And that's so well done in like official places, yeah? But what if it was done in the home and this is an official place for Allah? Because it's the best contract that is ever signed.
Yes.
That is the contract of marriage. Allah counts it. The Holy Prophet has said, the best contract that is ever signed in the world is the contract of marriage.
Oh my God.
So this is the most official to be taken, right?
Exactly.
So if the man is the boss and the woman is the supervisor, then it would create an ideal home.
So supervisor is a huge, big position.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Yeah, and it comes with time. Sometimes you don't win over the boss very quickly.
Yeah.
You have to slowly and steadily do it. But you have to do it. You have to find ideas. A woman is very creative. She can do that.
She is.
Find very many ideas to, you know, cajole the man to perform his duties. And for example, the tasks that are upon him. Like, for example, to give the expenses of the house, the running of the economy of the house, and all these things. And also the concern that a woman has towards, for example, her offsprings, that if they're not given attention, a boy is growing up.
Yes.
The mother is concerned that he's going out with his friends a lot because of that companionship,
yeah.
the need of a male companion. So the woman should now be very... efficient in this way to remind him that he needs a male partner to talk to him about the laws of the Sharia, for example.
What if
he goes on the wrong path?
What if he gets a wrong friend?
Yeah. So this alerts a man because a man by nature loves his children, right?
Yeah.
If you just alert him a little, then he'll feel, yeah, that's right, I need to do this. And there are many experiences we can give of a child growing up and the needs of a child. For example, as a child grows up, a small girl needs a bicycle, right?
Yes.
To exercise herself.
Yeah.
So who is supposed to tell the father?
The wife.
The wife, yes. She's supposed to be a supervisor. She sees the child craving for a bicycle. If they can, inshallah, afford it, it's a very big thing. And I think, you know, such things, for example, toys and bicycles and things to keep
skating,
the children busy.
Yeah? You know?
It's very important. Rather than the mind going just and setting screen time always, either the iPad, the phone, or the TV.
That's horrible. Yeah. That's horrible for anyone, for any generation. Please keep your kids away from cell phones and iPads, please. The video games are not cool, especially the PlayStations. Hate them.
So this will actually make the tensions fade away.
Yeah.
When everybody will be happy playing their own role.
Yeah.
See? So there's no tension. For example, the mother finds it so much tension when the child is cranky, disturbing her. Why? Because her needs are not being met.
Exactly.
And why are needs not being met? Because the mother can't be a proper supervisor for the husband, reminding him that you need to bring this for example, a change of toys. You know, toys are the food for children.
Yes.
Yeah, to make them play. And it's so good to encourage them. Proper toys, especially educational toys, if not the other toys that make them just happy. They are supposed to grow with that, at least for the first 7 years, right?
Thank you so much, Sister Salma. We will continue the same interesting topic after a short break. So stay tuned, dear listeners.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So dear listeners, we have been talking about how can a wife supervise her family.
In this point in time, I would like to mention a hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salam, who stated that the greatest gain for a man is a faithful woman when she sees him, becomes happy and protects his property and her own honor in his absence. So this calls for responsibility. Another method of portraying your supervision is taking care of the health of the family.
Wow.
Yeah. This is very important that, you know, sometimes the children, they want all kinds of foods, maybe junk foods or something. So the mother is now the supervisor.
Yeah.
What to give and what not to give, how to plan the meal. Is it something that the child really enjoys and keeps on gaining weight in the process and becoming sick, for example, wanting like the best desserts and not knowing the mother... Is she so like uneducated that she wouldn't know that this is harmful to give the child always a sweet, 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 to make him more sweet tooth and such that the child gets spoiled and gets hyperactive in the process. So the mother should be very careful in planning her meal.
Meal, yeah. Yeah?
So even if she likes something, it's her favorite, see what the children like, what the husband has need of. For example, the husband loves meat, and he loves meat always.
Yeah.
So the wife should plan now how to balance that.
Balance the health chart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So however much the husband likes, and that's why there's a very beautiful tradition that says that eat according to what the woman prefers.
Wow.
Why? It's because the woman is now supposed to be given the duty, and naturally a woman will do that. You know, it's such a natural instinct, a gift from Allah, that a woman will take care of her kids, right? So the same way she takes care of her kids, even if the husband keeps on nagging her that I want this only, otherwise I won't eat. Try and find ways.
Few husbands are very tough to handle when it comes to food. They are very picky, sister. They really get on the woman's nerves. So do you know how to handle them? Can you give an idea for such listeners who have that tough husbands?
Well, all I could think of is with your sweet nature, give him the sweetness, seep in him that sweetness, such that whatever he's having is also very tasty, but yet it's healthy. So, for example, you cook his meal and start off with making it a little less. For example, you shouldn't start it altogether cut off. You know, if he likes fried things, fried meat, fried kebabs, okay? Every time, every day he wants that. Like in gumbuntable. So what you do is that, why don't you mix those with some vegetables, some carrots, and give him some extra taste of the beauty of what Allah has created as rizq for us, right? So that slowly, slowly his tongue can get like used to adjustable.
His taste has to change. Slowly go for the change.
And slowly go for the change, not immediately.
I think nowadays health issue is so much like people having high blood pressure, high cholesterol and heart problems, you know. So the person is getting fat, you know, the belly is getting fat. You're more concerned about your husband to control that. So you're saying that have it very slowly and gradually.
That's right.
But one more thing, I wanted to come up with this point in this 21st century where the women are working. You know how tough it is when a woman is working and playing the role of a mother and a wife, where in that world there are husbands who really help the woman, you know, washing dishes and cooking and cleaning with the kids. There's so much that they share the response. It's very beautiful because Imam Ali alayhi salam used to even help his wife, right?
Yes, and also there's so much reward in helping your wife that it's like every hair in your body, you get the sawab of each and every hair in your body that covers
just
your body.
Just imagine how much you're just getting reward by washing dishes.
Amen, right?
It's so fast.
I hope you, amen also, our audience here.
Yes, I hope so, because their woman will go and inform the men. They would let them know because it's so easy. You're not doing anything, just washing dishes and just getting that reward.
Yeah. And so not only that, now the woman, you know, when she even like takes care of the health issues, she should know that one thing is the spirituality, the food of spirituality. The food that is the actual food of the soul.
What is that?
That's like reciting dua before eating. Unfortunately, you know, in the world of Islam, you find it lesser, a little lesser.
Yes.
Than the world of Christianity.
Christianity, exactly.
Right?
I was going to do the same
Christianity,
thing.
Christianity, they all say, you know, like, bless us, thank you for blessing us with this meal, amen, and everything they have. What if we always make it like a very good habit?
Yeah.
Raise our hands and say that dua, for example, Allah warzuqna rizqan wasi'an halalan tayyiban waj'alna min ash-shakirin. Like after eating this food, we should turn out to be thankful servants of yours. And the man even is enjoying that because he's watching his kids do it. Then what a great, great outcome that would be.
Okay. Sister, could you please translate that?
Yeah. Allahumma rizqna is, oh Allah, give us a sustenance, rizqan wasi'an halalan tayyiban. That means a sustenance that is so, you know, large, wasi'an, all encompassing in every kind
abundance,
of way. Abundance. Yeah, abundance, yeah. halalan, lawful, tayyiban, pleasant. Waj'alna min ash-shakirin, and make us of your thankful servants.
And make it, give us the lawful and permissible risk,
yeah.
You know, and make us the last one. What is that?
And give make us thankful servants.
Thankful, yeah. This is the main point.
Yes, this is the main point.
We are unthankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this is very good. But if we entire family are sitting together with the kids and we are teaching our kids, that will become a part of their nature. Thank Allah for giving this food because there are many people who is dying because of having no food, right? Mm. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very nice dua. Thank you, sister.
And this is actual supervision, I believe. That when you take care of the spiritual health and the physical health together, hand in hand.
Wow, yes. This is like a spiritual food that you have been talking about. If we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and everything that we are doing, especially before going to sleep, you know, help your kids to read the duas. Thank you, God, for giving us mom, dad, food, clothes, toys that other kids don't have, and
that's
the
right.
love.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years old, 4 years old, get this picture in their mind that, thank God.
And it'll never erase from their mind.
Exactly.
Because a small child who thoughts and ideas are put in his mind,
it will be engraved,
yeah,
yes,
forever.
Engraved,
yeah.
You're right.
So as he grows up, he'll thank Allah.
All
and
the
he'll
time.
Keep on thanking Allah. And
as a mother, as a wife, exactly. So dear listeners, you have been listening to the topic, how can a woman supervise her own family, like as a mother, as a wife? Last time we were discussing about the struggles of a woman as a wife and a mother. Thank you so much for listening to Muslim Lady on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. Is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.